Homeward Bound, July 11. Choose wisely. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Matthew 16, verse 26. God wants the youth to become people of earnest mind, to be prepared for action in his noble work, and fitted to bear responsibilities. God calls for young men with hearts uncorrupted, strong and brave, and determined to fight manfully in the struggle before them, that they may glorify God and bless humanity. If the youth would but make the Bible their study, would but calm their impetuous desires, and listen to the voice of the Creator and Redeemer, they would not only be at peace with God, but would find themselves ennobled and elevated. It will be for your eternal interest, my young friend, to give heed to the instructions in the Word of God, for they are of inestimable importance to you. I entreat you to be wise and consider what will be the result of leading a wild life, uncontrolled by the Spirit of God. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. For your soul's sake, for Christ's sake, who gave himself to save you from ruin, pause on the threshold of your life and weigh well your responsibilities, your opportunities, your possibilities. God has given you an opportunity to fill a high destiny. Your influence may tell for the truth of God. You may be a co-laborer with God in the great work of human redemption. Oh, that young men might appreciate the high destiny to which they are called. Ponder well the paths of your feet. Begin your work with high and holy purpose, and be determined that through the power of the grace of God, you will not diverge from the path of rectitude. If you begin to go in a wrong direction, every step will be fraught with peril and disaster, and you will go on straying from the path of truth, safety, and success. You need your intellect strengthened, your moral energies quickened by divine power. The cause of God demands the highest powers of the being, and there is urgent need in many fields for young men of literary qualifications. There is need of men who can be trusted to labor in extensive fields that are now white to the harvest. Young men of ordinary ability, who give themselves wholly to God, who are uncorrupted by vice and impurity, will be successful and will be enabled to do a great work for God. Messages to Young People, pages 21 and 22.